Friends and family of a Barry man killed in a three-vehicle crash in Springwater last week are rallying behind his wife and two young daughters. An online fundraiser, set up by family friend Virginia McMahon, had already raised $17,355 of its $20,000 goal as of Monday evening. It's aimed at helping the grieving family cover funeral expenses, as well as to provide some immediate financial relief. Jason Kaufman was killed in the early morning hours of Wednesday, December 18, on Penetanguishene Road, just north of Barrie, according to Huronia West opposite Provincial Police. With assistance from Springwater firefighters and Simcoe County paramedics, responded to the crash scene on Penetanguishene Road, Highway 93, around 6:30 a.m. The 25-year-old driver of a second vehicle was taken by ambulance to local hospital as a precaution, with non-life-threatening injuries, according to police, while the driver of the third vehicle was assessed and treated for minor injuries at the scene by paramedics and then released. A section of Penetanguishene Road, Highway 93, between Highway 400 and Flows Road 4 East was closed for several hours while members of the OPP Collision Reconstruction Team measured and documented the scene. This tragedy comes during the Christmas season, a time meant for joy and togetherness, making it an even more challenging and heartbreaking time for his family, McMahon wrote on the GoFundMe page. She described Kaufman as an incredible husband, father and friend, to his wife, Marlene, and daughters Isabella and Madison. The sudden loss of a loved one is never easy, but during the holiday season it is especially painful, McMahon said. Instead of celebrating together, Marlene and her daughters are now facing unimaginable grief while also dealing with the financial burden of funeral expenses and other unexpected costs. Kaufman, who was 46, was born in Albion, Mish, but also lived in Turkey as a young man. According to his obituary, Kaufman was an accomplished linguist and was fluent in five languages, and even had the bragging rights to say he spent an evening with both Muhammad Ali and Cat Stevens while living in Turkey. Early in his adult life, Kaufman worked as a translator in Scotland and drove limousines in New York City before pursuing an education in Finnish carpentry, a love of which he developed after spending hours in his grandfather's workshop as a child. After meeting his future wife, Marlene, he decided to make Canada his new home. After the couple married on March 14, 2007, he would spend time commuting between Detroit and Windsor until he was able to move to Canada. The couple eventually made their way north and called Barrie home for several years. Kaufman was an avid outdoorsman who loved fishing and camping with his daughters, as well sharing one of his favorite childhood hobbies with Madison, building Lego, and watching Isabella ride her favorite horse. Jason took great pride in his work and his legacy will live on through his flawless work on so many homes including those of friends and family, says the obituary. An update on the GoFundMe page on December 22 from Kaufman's family expressed their gratitude for what they called the overwhelming love and support they have received over the last week. Thanks to your kindness and generosity, we're relieved to share that Jason's ashes will be returning home to his family in time for the holidays, the message said. This means the world to his beautiful girls, who will have their dad with them in spirit as they navigate this season without him. While this holiday will be bittersweet, having Jason home brings a sense of peace and comfort. No visitation or funeral services are scheduled at this time, however, a celebration of life will be held at a later date.